All right, we're going to call the Senate Finance meeting to order. Today is March 15th, Friday, and it's 9:35. With us is Senator Olson. Welcome, Senator Dunleavy and Senator Bishop. Appreciate everybody coming this morning. We only have one bill, Senate Bill 24, Marine Transportation Advisory Board. And if there's nothing else come before the committee, I will invite Senator Stevens and staff, Doug Lutch, to join us here at the table and introduce the bill to us. Mr. Lutch, the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Doug Lutch, staff to Senator Gary Stevens, who is unable to be with us this morning at the moment. Here to tell you about Senate Bill 24, it's really a very straightforward bill. What it does is proposing to add a seat to the Marine Transportation Advisory Board. This seat would be designated for the communities on Kodiak Island that receive ferry service, and also Kitimat Bay communities of Sadovia and Homer would be eligible to have a representative on that board if or there would be a person chosen from this new region, the South Central region. Right now those communities are part of the Southwest region, which is a very vast area, and basically, this gives them an opportunity to have another voice at the table. The other part of the bill is to include Gustavus in the Southeast Alaska communities that would be eligible to have a person come from that community to be part of that. Gustavus has been receiving ferry service for a little while now, and they felt it was something that they would like to see, at least an opportunity from someone from their community who might have some interest to be considered to be appointed to the MTAB board. It's pretty simple. Other than that, there's a minor fiscal note of about, I believe it's $2,000 to cover meeting costs, $3,000, I beg your pardon, sir, to cover the cost of this new individual that might be named to attend meetings. The board requires you to go to at least one meeting in person a year. They serve for 3 years, and it's a, as I said before, sir, a pretty straightforward bill, low fiscal impact, and we think it's one that the people in the region, the South Central region, would like to see, and hopefully we can get some support in this committee. And with that, I'd be happy to entertain any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Lutch? Senator Olson, also want to welcome Senator Kelly to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. How many times a year does the board meet,
the advisory board? Senator, through the chair, Senator Olson, according to the information I have, they meet quarterly. A lot of their meetings are done by telephone, but they do have one meeting a year where members are asked to come in person.
Mr. Chairman, I'll continue. What at these meetings, what do they do if they're meeting every 3 months? Obviously, during the wintertime, there's not a lot of activity on the marine highway system. What do they do at these meetings besides look at the schedule and see what else is there to try and spend more money?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Olson, a lot of what you're talking about is that's part of the things that they do. They get a look at the schedule, and they discuss the various issues involving the highway system, marine highway system. And they make recommendations to the commissioner and the Department of Transportation on marine highway issues. Probably the biggest thing that comes up at these MTAB meetings, at least the ones that I've sat through, has been issues involving the scheduling.
If I can continue, as I look at the distribution of people that are on the board here, I see everything down there. I don't see Metlakatla or Ketchikan on here. Am I missing them for some reason?
Sledge?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, I haven't looked that deeply at that membership. That may be something we may need to look at.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Olson. We do have one person to testify, Joe Baylor with Kodiak. Joe, are you online, sir?
I am. Thank you. I'd like to, for the record, Joe Baylor, Economic Development Specialist with Kodiak Chamber of Commerce, Kodiak resident for the last 24 years. Thank you, Senators, for time to be able to testify in front of you. I'd like to reference our Chamber of Commerce letter of support, January 30th. Should be in your packet. Hopefully a copy of it's in your packet. And I'd like to testify also in support of Senate Bill 24, which would add additional seat for the South Central region. Adequate representation for the Kodiak region is vital for communicating the service needs for our region. Kodiak region is on a virtual growth spurt, and we need reliable and consistent marine transportation to help fuel economic growth. Many of our businesses and individuals rely on the Tustamina and the Kennecott to provide basic transportation and shipping needs to the Kodiak region. The Kodiak region, like many other medium-sized Alaska communities, has seen a loss and consolidation of local businesses, and Kodiak has become more reliant on Anchorage and the Kenai Peninsula to supply some of our basic needs. Our link to those Anchorage and Kenai businesses is the Alaska Marine Highway. The only other option would be to fly things. There is no other transportation going north for us. A few years back, Kodiak lost service for Western Marine, or from Western Pioneer, from Seattle to our villages, and they've been scrambling, looking for ways of keeping their shipping costs down to our outlying villages. This summer, we saw an opening of marine terminals in Yuzinki and Old Harbor, and that was one step towards economic development and growth for those villages. Every summer, our Coast Guard has transfers, which they move their families in and out of the Kodiak region, utilizing the ferry system. We have many youth sports and activity groups that utilize the ferry pretty much year-round, but particularly in the spring and the fall, to help keep their costs down, because their only other option would be to fly those athletes on and off the island. And a lot of times we're paying for athletes to come to Kodiak just so we have competition at home. The economy of the Kodiak region is tied to its infrastructure, and we need to continually develop our infrastructure, and that includes the Alaska Marine Highway in order to support growth for our region. The first steps of the growth is good communication, and good communication will come with that extra seat on the MTAB board representing the South Central region. So I urge you guys to pass the Senate Bill 24 out of the Finance Committee, and I thank you very much.
Question. Senator Olson has a question for you, Mr. Baylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Baylor, as you talked about some of the vital need for transportation, obviously I come from an area that doesn't have a ferry system, but transportation is very vital. You say there's no transportation to the north? I thought Alaska Airlines went in there several times a week, plus you have a small commuter carrier coming out of Anchorage.
Thank you, Chairman, Senator Olson. We do have Alaska Airline and ERA and also some cargo airfare planes going there. So we do have airfare or air going in and out of there, but we don't have any marine transportation going north.
So if you're going north, you're going up to Anchorage, I'm assuming. Doesn't Alaska Airlines go to Anchorage?
Yes.
The other thing, Mr. Baylor, you talked about the athletes going back and forth. Are they actually taking the highway, or are they coming down by the jet or one of the commuter operators that are there? Because obviously going by the highway, you're going by the marine highway, you've got all that time you're sitting in a boat getting seasick back and forth, not a lot of studying being done, and they're out of the classroom during that period of time. What do the athletes really travel on the ferry system, or do they go by air?
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Senator Olson. I've been sat on the Kodiak Football League board for 3 years, and the reason why we try to use a marine ferry is because the costs are so much less. When we have to ship 50 student athletes from Kodiak to the peninsula, it is about a $74 round trip, as compared to I think they're paying $250 round trip by air. And so that difference, and most of these sports are raising their own funds to play, it's really expensive. So they do that. They take the marine ferry over to Helmer, they charter a bus, and then they drive to Kenai, Soldotna, even as far up as Houston to play football games. And oftentimes we bring teams down, and they have to bus clear down to Homer and then come over to Kodiak.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Senator Olson. Was there anyone else online? Okay. We'll go ahead and close public testimony. Mr. Lynch, I think that Senator Olson has brought up some good questions on as far as representation of some other communities there, Ketchikan, Metlakatla, et cetera, and I think you were going to research as to see why they're not included or who represents those groups. So perhaps,
Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
Just it's been brought to my attention that there is a statute that does allow for Ketchikan Gateway Borough to go ahead and have a person on the advisory board. So I actually sent the note over to Doug Litch since he was the one I asked the question of. So I have no further questions and certainly not opposed to moving it out.
You're not opposed?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Everybody else okay? All right. Doug, we're going to cut you some slack today. I'll entertain a motion to move this. Senator Olson?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we Senate Bill 24 from the Senate Finance Committee with individual recommendations and the accompanying fiscal notes on the next committee referral.
Very good. Any objections? Okay, seeing none, then the bill will move out of committee. Next week, guys, we're going to be taking up the operating budget. We're going to start Monday, though, with we got some drug bills, victims, child abuse, Senate Bill 22, Senate Bill 56, reclassifying certain drug offenses. Tuesday, Scott Goldsmith will speak to us. And then Thursday and Friday, we'll start taking up the operating budget. So, with that, we'll gradually now start getting more into the budgets, operating and capital budgets. Now we've got the oil tax bill behind us. Senator Kelly, you'll be running the meeting then on the operating budget next week. Okay. Anything else? Not? Thanks for coming. We're adjourned.